Last couple of days we've been doing the sugya of Shtaras Haifa here on Daf Lamed Beis. Gemara has a machlokas amaroyim. What's the din if the machzik says hey Shtara? The Marakama counters that it's a Shtaras Haifa, and then the machzik admits that it is a Shtaras Haifa, but he has a Shtara Ma'alya v'irkas. He did have a Shtara Ma'alya and he lost the Shtara, so he says, believe me that I have a Shtar Ma'ayah, but Migu, that I could have kept quiet, and I would have said that it's a Shtar Zaifa. I could have kept quiet, then I would have said this is a Shtar Ma'ayah, and you wouldn't have known that it's a Shtar Zaifa. What's the din in such a case? The rabbi says that he has a Migu, Malo L'Shaker, he could have kept quiet, and he wouldn't have said anything, and he would have won. But Yosef says no, that Amai Kasamches Ahai Shtar Achasva B'Yamahu. Amai kasamches a high star, you're being samech on the star is a chas of the alma. So he says there is no migu. So we tried to figure out what exactly is the machloka samaran over here. What are the svaras lakan and lakan? So we mentioned that there's a yesh mefarshim in the Ritva. The Ritva says, Rav Yosef holds that you can't use this migu because he admits, since there's a hodos baldin, that the star really is a shtara zaifa. So his original time is a Taina Sheker. So you can't build a Migul off a Taina Sheker. That's his svar. You can't build a Migul off a Taina Sheker. Somehow Rabbah assumed that you can build such a Migul. A Migul is a Migul, and you can build a Migul. So how does that work? So we explained that maybe the Machlokas is what Migul is about. If you assume Migul is a Koch, a Taina type of din, that you get the Nemonis of the Taina that you could have given, so then maybe you can't. There is no koach nemonis in the Taina Sheker. So once there's a hodas baldin to establish that the Taina he could have given is a Taina Sheker, then he can't build off of it. The other option is to say migu is midin bir malo l'shaker, that he could have kept quiet and he would have won by keeping quiet. So believe him in what he's saying, because if he's a liar, he could have lied better by just keeping quiet. So if you hold it's a din birur. So then even if the taina that he could have given is a taina sheker, it doesn't matter, but it's all about birur. And the taka is a birur because he could have kept quiet and he would have won with that taina. And this was one option. Then we mentioned Tosfos. Tosfos has three opinions over here. So the Rivam in Tosfos says that Rav Yosef holds that the reason why the migul doesn't work is because it's a migul ahotzi. It's a migul ahotzi. So what's the response? What does Rabbah hold? So we have three different options within Rabbah. Right, that either Rabbah might hold a migul ahotzi kain amrina, right? That you do say migul ahotzi. Maybe he holds that migul is a strong type of birah. It's not like a birah of rov. Rov, we say you don't follow rov by mama, but maybe migul is stronger than rov. Maybe it's not as strong as shnei edim, but maybe it's enough to be motzi mama. Maybe that's his svar, and that's why you can use the migul. That's what the Ramban wanted to suggest, but that's Rabbah. Tosis and Bav Metzia wanted to say that no, Rabbah holds that Taka Migul Ahotzi Lo Amrinan, but this is not just a Stam Migul, this is a Pesha Asa, and maybe Pesha Asa is different. Maybe Pesha Asa, as we explained, is Midin Bailus, and if it's Midin Bailus, then maybe even Lahotzi is Neman, because it breaks the rules. It's not a regular Migul. A regular Migul is just a Svara, Malal Shaker, Abirar. It's not as strong as Shnei Edim, so because it's not so strong, so therefore it's not going to work Lahotzi. But if Pesha Asa is stronger, Pesha Asa is not strong, but different. It's different, and not just the beer, but it's within Bailus, so maybe Taka will work Lahotzi. Rav Yosef, obviously, according to that Svara, holds the Pesha Asar is not within Bailus, it's just a Migul. So it's just a regular Migul, then it's like a Migul Lahotzi, and that one not going to accept. Rav Yonah had the third option. He said that according to Rabbah, maybe Taka Migul Lahotzi Lo Aminan, but the reason why Rabbah holds his amigul over here is because it's not a migul ahotzi, it's a migul ahachzik. Why is it a migul ahachzik? Because once the machzik presents the shtar, he said v'hashtar, and for zocha betanoso, through his taina, he would have been zocha. If he kept quiet, he would have been zocha, because we were fooled, everyone was fooled, even the Edom were fooled, maybe, that these chasimas really, really belong to them. So he's like a machzik. He's like a mo. The machzik becomes the muchzik. So if the machzik becomes the muchzik, this is not a migul ahotzi. So it's not a migul ahotzi. So then he's going to be in there. Those were the three ways to explain Rabbah Lefi the Rivam. Comes Tosfos now, and he adds two more approaches. Okay, let's do these last 2 days in Tosfos, and then we'll move on. We'll move on to the next chelik of the sugya. Yeah. Tosfos writes like this. Shein Nira L'Ri. The Rivam has his approach that Rav Yosef holds Migdal Hotzi Lo Arminan. So the Ri says, I don't think so. Migdal Lo Mefarish Taima Hachi Behed Yamash Medulav Mishum Hachi Hu. The Ri says, no one mentions Migdal Hotzi in the Sugyan. Rav Yosef says, Amai Kasam Chesa Haishtara Haishtara Chasma Ba'alo. It's not a Migdal Hotzi type of Svara. Right, he's saying the shtar is a chasva ba'alma, so therefore migul is not going to work. So what's he saying, Zokta Ri? It doesn't sound like it's a migul ahotzi din. So what is the din? So he says v'nira l'ri the time of the Rav Yosef the lo aminan migul hocha kevin the less le hocha migul ella im kain shikev chila shehutzuk l'shaker chila v'loma v'hashtar. Rav Yosef says the reason why there's no migul is because the migul is built on the fact that he had to be Meshaka Tchila. He had to be Meshaka Tchila. And that's really meduyik in the Lashon. Rav Yosef says, Amai kasam tez ha-shtar, ha-shtar ha-chaspa ba'alma. The shtar is the chaspa ba'alma. The shtar is the shekem. So therefore, the migu doesn't work. What's the re-say? What's the re-say? I think he's saying one of two things. One of two svaras that we've mentioned in the past. What's he saying? Help me now. What's the re-say? He doesn't have a migu unless he was meshaka b'tchila, and therefore the migu is not going to work. What's the svar? One of two options. Let me help you. Okay, one. Yeah, Zach. One option is that he's just saying the same thing as the. Okay, or he's saying the same thing as the. Rashbam. Which Rashbam? He's saying the same thing as whom?
The
Rivam? No, he disagrees with him. He's saying the same thing as whom? The Ritva. The Ritva, no? Yesh Mefarshim said, what's this idea? That means that you can't build a Migu off of Sheker. That's what the Ri could be saying, like the Yesh Mefarshim and the Ritva, no? That's the simplest. I thought everyone was going to say that, no? Amayka samras haishtara. Haishtara chaspa ba'amahu. Kevin the less dehocha migu. Elohim ken shiket chila shehutzuk l'shaket chila. V'lomar v'hashtara. There's no migu. He had to be meshaket chila. Without the shaket chila, there would be no migu. He's not. The sheker is not the taina he's giving. That's the taina he could have given. He could have stayed with the sheker. But because the migu is based on the fact that he had to be meshaket b'tchila, so therefore migu is not going to work. What does that mean? So it could mean that because the migu is built on a taina sheker, there is no migu. The whole migu falls away. A migu can't be built on a taina sheker. If you learn migu is koach taina, so the taina that you could have given has to have some kind of a teeth to it. It has to have some mashmos to it. But if the whole thing is a sheker, so then there's no koach nemonis in such in a taina sheker. So you can't build a migu off of that taina. That could be the simple pshat in the read. That could be the simple pshat in the read. It's not so clear, is it? If you went one step further and said you can't build a migu off of a taina sheker, so then I would say for sure it's the ritva. But he doesn't say that. He says he doesn't have a taina unless he was meshaka tchila. What do those words mean? You could say it's like the yesh mefarshim and the ritva. The lashon of the yesh mefarshim again is what? Heva this baralanu shows the taina shaya yochalitam he sheker gamar. The only time we'll say amigo is if the other taina that you could give is a taina that's acceptable, that there's no sheker in it. But if there's sheker in the taina, then it's not going to work. It could be what the Ri is saying. That the migu is built on the fact that you're meshaka b'tchila, but if it's built on that fact, so that you can't build a migu off of sheker. That's what he could be saying. And Rabba would argue. Right? Rabba would say, no, migu is midin birur. Right? Rabba would say migu is midin birur. And if he can build a migu even off of sheker, it sounds sort of strange, but it doesn't matter. It's all about birur. If everything is about beer, and he could have kept quiet, so then he could be nemo with the migu anyway. This is one way that we can explain the Ri. What's the other way that we can explain the Ri? What's the Ri saying? Something much more fundamental. What's he saying? He's hearkening back to another svar that we had. That what? Oh, that's what you meant. It's too fancy. Go ahead.
The Yad Ramah.
The Yad Ramah, of course, of course. The Ramah said what? There was a whole discussion in the Rishonim. What does Shtar Zayfa mean? Does it mean Shtar Mezuyif Mamish? Or does it mean a Shtar Amoni? So why couldn't it be a Shtar Zayfa? Why couldn't it be a real Shtar Mezuyif? Why not? You have a Migul off of that too, no? Talk to Ramah. It's not just a Migul Diore. No. Once he admits that it was Shekin, once he admits it's Mezuyif, if you hold this a Shtar Zayfa Mamish, so the guy admits that it's Mezuyif Mamish. So it turns out he's claiming that he was mishaker. He did a maisa of creating a cheftza shel sheker over here. Creates a shtar mezuyif. He forged the shtar. Forged the shtar. What is migu about? Migu is all about a non sadi, that this guy is not a shakran. It must be the truth. He's not a shakran. If he is a shakran, he could have lied better. The whole teeth of migu, the whole strength of migu is that we're saying this guy is not a shakran. How can we say that? If by his own admission he's a shakran, hodos baldin kamei aedim dami, that he's a shakran. Wasn't he's a shakran? He did a maisa of sheker. He forged the shtar. It's not just that it's a shtar amana, and you know the other guy trusted him and he's holding on to it. He didn't create a shtar sheker. Okay, he's was still the shaker. He said this is the real shtar, but he knew he had a shtar that's kosher. So it's not that is a sheker too, but it's not such a sheker. But if he made a shtar mezuyif, it's mamish a shakran. A cheftza shel sheker is mamish a shakran. So in such a case, you can't say amigo with this guy. This guy is mamash a shakran. I can't say anan sadi that the gavra is not a shakran. Maybe that's what the Migu is saying. Right? Fundamental, really strong. Not just that you can't build a migu off of sheker, but that the whole essence of migu is saying that we know, we can assume that this guy is not a shakran. You can't say that if the whole migu begins with a sheker. With a sheker betchila. With a sheker betchila. Maybe that's what he said. Yeah, those are the two options that we have within the Rif, I think. Okay. Inami, final approach. Second approach within the Rif. Third approach in Tosis. Inami mishuhachi lo amrinan hachamigu. But Yosef says over here that the migu is not acceptable. Why? Mishum davi choze v'toin. Mishum davi choze v'toin. The meikara to'an v'hashdara ve'ata chozebo u'modu d'chasko v'yalmahu el'shtar ma'al yahavali. What's the re-saying in the second pshat? Rav Yosef holds that there's no migu over here. Why? Because he's chozeb v'toin. He's to'in v'chozeb v'toin. Initially he says v'hashdara, and then he admits that this shtar is not the shtar, it's a shtar zayf, it's a shtar amona. So he's chozeb v'toin. And if he's chozeb v'toin, so then he can't be believed in the second time. It's changing his lines. He can't change the lines in the middle of the play. Yeah, you got to do that before. Right? You can't change lines in the middle. Chose v'toin, see, it's chose v'toin. You can't accept that. Aye, migu, no, but migu is not about chose v'toin. Migu is not about chose v'toin. I think we mentioned this, right? This migu is very strange. Normally, migu is he comes to Bez and he makes one time. So we're going to believe him in the taina that he makes. But Migul, he could have said something different. Here, he makes one taina, and then he makes a taina base, and now he wants you to believe him with taina base. But Migul, that he could have stayed with the taina aleph. It's like a reverse, double or nothing Migul, a double, you know, like a double chocolate, a double, you know, like double. A double taina over here? Well, yes, taina aleph, but the Migul is on taina base, machmas, the taina aleph. That's a chose of a toy. Zokhtari, if he's chose of a toy, maybe that there's no such Migul. No such din of migu. Migu is you're saying one thing and you want us to believe you, but migu that you could have said something else. But to twist your taina, to switch your taina and say, believe me in the second taina, but migu that I could have stayed with the first taina, maybe such a concept doesn't exist. And Rabba will argue and say, well, what's the difference? Even if he's changed the taina, but he has a migu in the second taina, so what's the problem? This is the Ri's second approach, the third approach of Tosfos. And maybe the problem with the migu is that he's chozev v'toin over here. Chozev v'toin. So this is quite an interesting perish. Why? Because we met up with this sugi of chozev v'toin before, right? On daf lamed aleph, lamed aleph. Chozev v'toin. There was a machlokas ula, nerdoi, whether a person could be chozev v'toin or not. We talk a paskin that you can be chozev v'toin, right? But it depends what the circumstances is. Oh, right, if you mamish makchish dvar v'shonim, so then you can't be chozev v'toin. If you're Mosif and Dvarav HaRishonim, so then we pass them that you can be Chozer B'Toyin. And of course, if you're Mefarish, then everyone says you can be Chozer B'Toyin. Right? Those were the three cases, remember? Shalavosai, well, each one says Shalavosai. So, if the person says Shalavosai velo Shalavosecha, Shalavosai velo Shalavosecha, and then he changes his mind, and he says Shalavosai Shalakhua me Avosecha, so that's Chozer B'Toyin, and that's not going to work. He's Makhish Dvar Varishon, because he says it doesn't belong, never belonged to your fathers. Now he says, they belong to the father, that's not going to work. If he says Shalavosai initially, he doesn't say Shalavosai velo Shalavosecha, he just says Shalavosai. And then he says Shalavosai Shalakhuha me Avosecha, so that is going to be believed, that's Mefarish. He's not Mosif, he's explaining it's Shalavosai, but that's because they bought it from your fathers, that's certainly going to work. But what happens if he says Shalavosai, and then he says, it really was not Shalavosai, it was Shalavosecha. Right, and I bought it from them, but it's the samachli Allah kida avasi. It's like to me that my parents had it. It really never belonged to my fathers at all. But he's being mosif, right? The samachli Allah. He's so sure about this karka, this property, as if his parents had it. So that's the shayla. That's the machlokas in the gemara. Can you be chozer b'toyin? Can you not be chozer b'toyin? And we pass them that you can be chozer b'toyin. But you can be chozer b'toyin. If you just mosif. Aye, but if you machish dvar v'rishon, we say that you can't be chozer b'toyin, right? Right? Not so fast. Right? We said in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph that even if you machish dvar v'rishon, there is one case where you can be chozer b'toyin, where many rishonim hold that you can be chozer b'toyin. What's that? If you chose me, miptur leptur before Adam come. Right? Before Adam come. You're not changing, you're not adding to what you said after the Adam come and now you're in a bond. Right? But if you chose me tainas ptur letainas ptur, right? There was one way that you could part to yourself, now there's another way that you could part to yourself. Even if you have makrish dvarav harishonim, Rimagash says that you can be chose. And many of Rishonim agreed with that. It seemed to be the mainstream. A lot of Rishonim, the Rambam agreed, others agreed. Even if you makdish dvar v'rishonim, if you chozim mepur leptur, that seemed to work. So what's the re-saying over here? If Yosef holds that the reason why the migu is not going to be nemel is because he's chozim v'toy, and he's chozim v'toy to be makdish dvar v'rishonim. Initially he said, hey shtar, he says hashtar, and then he says, no, he admits it was a shtar zayfa, but he had a shtar ma'aliyah. So what that he's makdish dvar v'rishonim, mepur leptur. So why shouldn't he be able to be chozer b'toyin over here? Is Tosfos taking a stand on that question? But Tosfos is saying chozer meptur leptur also is not going to work. Is that what he's saying? He's taking a stand on that. That's the machlokas amaroi. Chozer meptur leptur is going to work or not? Doesn't seem like that. Yeah.
Maybe you could say that. Maybe you could be chozer b'toyin, but. Could do that, but you can't have a migu on chozer b'toyin. Like what you said, maybe like what he says right now, you can look at it. You can, it works as a claim, so you can't use it now to make a migu off of it.
Okay, I hear you. He's saying you're making a migu off of the chozer b'toyin. Maybe that's worse. I hear. So that's a possibility. I like that. Zach. Yes.
What's the reaccomplishing? I mean, part of this question on the revamp was that the sugi doesn't mention anything about a migu lohotzi. The migu, the sugi also doesn't mention anything about chozer b'toyin. So how does he answer?
Well.
That?
It does, because it says, "Amai kasam kasa hashtar hashtar chaspa ba'almavu." He's basically saying, "You're relying on this shtar. That's your ikar taina, right? So you're trying to add a second taina. How can you add a second taina if the first taina is nothing, and you're changing from the first taina? So that's not going to work. I mean, it's certainly the first patnery is certainly better. It's more licked than the verita, but you could say this pshat also." Right? He's changing what he said. He said it's the shtar, and then the key is not that the shtar is a chaspa b'yam, it's that you're chozer b'toyin.
Right, which doesn't
right.
Answer his
question.
Really,
yeah. Interesting. Yaakov.
So maybe according to it's not the information about Edom, because the Edom, according to Ashbam, the Edom are the Hutas, Badin, it's Kmei Edom, That's coming simultaneously with the Chozer B'Toim.
I hear what you're saying, but he's that man, right? He's those Eidim. I mean, still, in any case, if you're Chozer Mitainas P'tur, Latainas P'tur, so there's a Hodos Baldin that your first time is not the real time anymore. So it's always going to be coming with a Hodos that the first time is wrong.
What's a Hodos the first time is lying,
though? Yeah, but I thought that is not true in every case, right? If you say Shalavosev, Velo Shalavosecha, and then you say Shalavosai, who bought it from your from Abosecha, so isn't that Akhosha? It's also Akhosha. It's not cautious, and it's Hodos, but then that's not true. Rav Shach wants to say something else. Rav Shach is going to say from the Rambam. He says maybe this Chazar Mepturah Leptur is totally different. This is not a Chazar Mepturah Leptur. The reason why Toyin Lechoz V'Toyin Mepturah Leptur can work is because a person can say, I wasn't so medactic in my first time. I said one thing, you know, I just wanted to get out there that I'm potter. I didn't really mean the first time. I really meant the second time. I wasn't medayik so much in my time. So I said one time is p'tur, I just, you know... Okay, so it's not exactly correct. But the key, right, I really just wanted to say a tainas p'tur. So now I'm saying the real tainas p'tur. So maybe that's why, even though he's chozer, since it's m'tur l'p'tur, so we can say maybe he wasn't medaktik so much in his first tainas, so we should accept his second time. But here, what's he saying? He's not just saying I wasn't medactic in the first taina. He's saying that the first taina was sheker gomer, that he was motzi a shtar mezuyah. If he was motzi a shtar, I mean, no matter what it was, a shtar amana, a shtar zayfa mamish, he was motzi a shtar that's invalid. It's not just the words, right? That he said, oh, you know, shalavosa. You know, he just wanted to get him off his case. He was motzi a shtar that's invalid for this case. Ad kidei kach, he can say, yeah, I wasn't medactic in my taina. Come on, he was very medactic. This was a scheme. This was a scheme that he produced this shtar. Zoptov Shach, maybe according to the Ri, everyone would say, even if chozer miptur leptur is neman, even if the Ri Magash is right, but if you chozer miptur leptur with a maisa of sheker. A mice of sheker, that's not going to work. That's mamash a chazar that can't be acceptable. And Rabbah says, so what? As long as he has a migu, it's still going to be acceptable, and he's going to. Okay, these are the different approaches. I think we have at least four approaches. We started with the Rush, but then we put the Rush aside. We have Yesh Mefarshim and the Ritva, and then we have the three approaches of Tosus, the Rivam, with all the different possibilities of how to argue with Rivam, and then the two approaches of the Ri as well. Okay, questions? Yeah, Tovia.
When this guy's being closer to Toyin, why do we, I guess, assume that like follow his second time that he made? Shouldn't we kind of ignore the second time he made and follow his first time
up? Why? But he has a migu, so we should accept his second taina, the migu that he could have, if he stayed with his first taina, so then he would win. But he's telling you the truth really is like the second taina. So he wants us to believe him on the second taina, the migu that he could have stayed with his first taina.
Isn't the whole principle of closer taina that we don't believe the second taina and we don't give any credence to that?
No. It's that we go with the second taina. That he's allowed to be chozer, give us a new taina's p'tur, and we'll go with the second taina's p'tur. We'll say he wasn't medactic, Barishona. He wasn't medactic in his first taina, so his second taina should be acceptable.
Yeah, but when we are saying that we're not allowed to be closer to Toyin, are we following the second taina or the original taina that he made?
No, we follow the original taina that he made, but now he said that it's sheker, so once he said it's sheker, so then it's over. Right? He said that the shtar, he admits that the shtar is a shtar zayfa. Markama says that shtar is a shtar zayfa, and then he admits to it. So once he admits to it, that's his first taina, but the first taina is canceled, it's gone. So if we believe the second taina, the migul, that he could have stayed with the first taina, so then everything is fine. But if not, if we stay with the first taina, so then the jig is up, right? He's finished. His court case is over. Because he can't, there's no other way that he can win. There's no other way that he can win. Okay. Yes, Shlomo.
When it says inam yin rivam, that's not a second answer.
Second answer of the re.
No, for
inam
yin the rivam.
Which inami are you looking for?
Inami
The law mina migu el hatzik lo mashiach lifto atzmai de migu inami im yesh lo shtar o chazaka. If you're coming to be machzik mamon, so then migu is going to be nema. Or if he has a shtar chazaka and the other one wants to passel the shtar chazaka, he could be mekayim the shtar al yedei migu. No, he's just explaining. These are two options of when migu is going to work. It doesn't work lahotzi, but it will work lahatzik, and he's giving the different options of when it's going to be lahatzik. Okay, let's see the next sugya. The next sugya is really very similar to this sugya. That's what the Gemara talks about, right? Ahuda amalei lachavrei, havli meazuzi demasik nebach. Very similar pismon, similar story. That's what my kaka barad, that's what my mama. Alright? So Reuven says to Shimon that you owe me $100. Vahashtar. So Amalei, shtar azayfuhu. Shtar azayfuhu. Gachin lachish leila rabba. In shtar azayfuhu, mir shtar ma'ayah havali ve'irkas. Vamina, inkar hab yidoi koldavu. Amar rabba malo lo shaker. Yiboi, amar le shtar ma'ayahu. Same basic story. Right? Reuven says to Shimon that you owe me $100. And here's the shtar to prove it. And Shimon says, no, the shtar is a shtar zaifa. And the guy admits to it. He whispers to Rabba that it really is a shtar zaifa, but he has a shtar ma'aliyah, and he wants to be believed. So Rabba says, yeah, he has a migu. So Amalei, Rav Yosef, Amaika Samchas, Hashtar Chasu V'Yamahu. Rav Yosef makes the same claim that he made before, that there's no migu. There's no migu, because Yisomech on the shtar. The shtar is a chasu ba'alma. And his svar is the same as before, as the Rashbam says. The Rashbam says, "Havli me'azuzi kepluktu de'le'el ube'osam hatayim." The same time. All the Rishonim could have the same svar as in this sugya as well. So Amar Rav Idi Bar Oven says, "How do we paskin over here? We have two cases, one by Momin and one by Karka." He says, Hilchasa Kavasei the Rabba Ba'arav, Hilchasa Kavasei the Rav Yosef Bezuzi. Hilchasa Kavasei the Rabba Ba'arav, Decha the Kaima Ara Teikum, Hilchasa Kavasei the Rav Yosef Bezuzi, Decha the Kaima Bezuzi, look me. The Gemara paskins, like one Amora, like the other, no? It's basically a suffix, we don't know. He says, so Hilchasa Kavasei the Rabba Ba'arav, Hilchasa Kavasei the Rav Yosef Bezuzi, the hecha de kaima ara tekum. So it seems to be the hecha de kaima ara tekum. The hecha de kaima zuzi lukmi. Hecha de kaima ara tekum. The hecha de kaima zuzi lukmi. That's the psak alocha zok the gimon. That's the psak alocha. Machlokas amaroyim in both cases, both by kaka and by zuzi, and the psak alocha is split. Split. Do we follow migo? Do we not follow migo? It depends. The yisod is hecha the kaimi ara tekum, hecha the kaimi zuzi lukmi. So it'll come out by ara, since the machzik is on the karka, so we'll leave it by the machzik. We'll say that the migu works. By zuzi, since the love, right, the love is the muchzik in the zuzi, so we'll leave it by him. We'll say that the migu doesn't work. Right, that the migu doesn't work. What is this Gemara? What's the Psak Halacha? If you take a look at the Rashbam, Rashbam says, Hilchas HaKavasei de Rabba Ba'ara, but also din Rishon de La'el, Mesafalei l'Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Tam Shomim Mishneim Nira Yosef, Hilchach Posik Barishon Kerabba Damina Malo Lashaka V'yamod Al Mekho. Because it's a suffix, so by Ari he's going to paskin like Rabba. The kevin de lo is biriru tameyam shal Rabba v'Rav Yosef amatz mechavero olav haraya. Since we don't know whom to paskin like, so what are we going to do? We're going to go by the muchzak. We're going to say hilchasa kavasei de Rabba the hecha de kaimi ara teik v'gabe zuzi shehalo v'muchzak v'lo balashtar aminan. Yavi balashtar raya viito hecha de kaima ara tekom velo notzi misafeg v'chein zuzi hecha de kaimi lukav v'chein halocha. Zok the Rashbam, what's pshat? We have a machlokas samaroyim, whether the migul should be neman or the migul is not neman. So what do we do? B'makom sofik. The whole thing is a sofik. B'makom sofik, we follow muchzik. So you have to determine who the muchzik is. That's what the Rashbam seems to be saying. So by karka, by ara, the machzik is the one who's holding on to it. The machzik is the one who's holding on. So he's viewed as the muchzik. So he wins out. So it's going to turn out we paskin like Rabbah that we follow the migul. It's not that we paskin like Rabbah that we follow the migul. It's a sofik. It's a sofik. So the makom sofik, we go by some muchzik. So we go by some muchzik, then we're going to leave it in the hands of the machzik, he says. But by Zuzi, we'll leave it in the hands of the lover, purported lover, because he's the muchzik. And since it's a sofik, it's a sveik of the dina, it's a sofik, so then we're going to go by the muchzik. We'll leave it in the hands of the lover. That's how the Rashbam learns. That it's a sofik keman hilchasa, so therefore we have to follow the muchzik the hashta. We have to follow the muchzik the hashta. That's how the Rashbam seems to be like. It's not that bevada we're paskening like Rabba Bekarka. No, it's we're paskening like Rabba Bekarka means sofik. That's the yisod lefi the Rashbam, and that's how Tosfos quotes it. The hilchasa kavasei the Rabba Ba'ara Rabbeinu Shmuel pireish the mesafkele keman hilchasa the mesafkele keman hilchasa. It's not that we paskin like Rabba Be'ara B'Torah Vada. That's not what the Rashbam is saying. It's that we have a subject we don't know whom to go like. So we paskin, it comes out with paskin like Rabba. It'll turn out like Rabba because we're going to be mamed the Soda B'cheskas HaMachzik. B'cheskas HaMachzik because of a subject. Because of a subject. The tzorech lidchok ulefarish says Tosfos lefarish ulechalek tzorech lidchok ulefarish ulechalek ben sveika de treya trey lesveika de dina the hadlo ukma becheskas marakama kama benichse de barshatya. Tosfos doesn't ask a kashi. He doesn't say v'intoma v'tema, but he's asking a kashi. He's saying if the reason why hilchasakama say the rabba ba'ara is because misofik, we're not going to be motzi from the muchzik, we're going to leave it in the hands of the machzik. So then why do we find over here that we're going to, that b'makom sofek, we go basa muchzik, we go basa the machzik, let's say, and not basa the marakama. And yet, by a sofek of trey or trey, we follow marakama. By a sofek of trey or trey, it's also a sofek. This is not a sofek of trey or trey, this is a sveik of the dina. But by a sofek of trey or trey, we follow marakama, we don't give it to the next person. What's the sofek of trey or trey? So that's the Gemara in Ksubis. Right? What's the Gemara Ksubis? Tosfos quotes. The hadlo ukma becheskas marakama kavod benichse de bar shakya da minan uki trey behadi trey uki nichse becheskas bar shakya. What does that mean? Gemara in Ksubis and Avchav. In the case there was someone who had sporadic bursts of shtus. Eat him cholim, eat him shota. Sometimes he was a shota, sometimes he was a cholim, he was a bari. And he sold karka. So the question was, right, he claims, Barshatya claims that he was sold when he was a shota. And the lokea says, no, he sold it to me when he wasn't a shota. So what's the din? So there are two eidim that say that he sold it when he was a shota. There are two eidim that say that he sold it when he was a bari, when he was a cholim. So the Gemara in Ksubas and Avchav Amid Aleph concludes that uki trey lahadi trey, we have this conflict of trey or trey, the uki mamona becheskas barshatya, and we leave the karka in the chazak of barshatya. Barshatya is the marakama. So don't you see, asks Tosfos, that where there's a suffix, we follow marakama, and there's a conflict between the marakama and the muchzik betvisa dahashta. We follow marakama b'makom suffix. So why does the Gemara over here paskin like Rabba Be'ara? And the Rashbam explains that it's not a psak b'toris vade, but rather it's a psak b'mokom sofei. Here it's a sveika d'dina. So because it's a sveika d'dina, we're not going to give it to the marakama, but rather we're going to give it to the muchzik, b'tfisa d'hashta, to the machzik. But why? Barshatya is a case. So is also a case of sofek, a sofek of trey or trey. And there we give it to the marakama, not to the machzik. He says, Tosfos, obviously the answer is there must be some kind of chiluk between these two types of sveikas. Must be a chiluk between the sofik of trey or trey and sveik of the din. by Sveika the Dina we follow Muchsa the Tisa the Hashda, by Sveika the Trey we follow Marakam. Hadlo ukuma becheskas marakama kama benichse de bashatya damin and ukitre bahadi tre uki nichse de cheskas bashatya. Hasna vitrea tre command the less nudum. The ukme ara becheskas marakama. Havel hocha de mesafka landina kaman. Hasam, it really means hocha, right? In such a case, lo shara kule hai la neymar ukma cheskas marakama. The notzi miyad hamuchza. Vidocha kulu. Nochamo. He's very adamant about saying that it's a dochak. The Rashbam is pshat. He says it's a dochak. Why is it a dochak? Because why should I distinguish between sveik of the dina and suffik of treya treya? They're both sveik. So what's the difference? If by suffik of treya treya we follow marakama, so by sveik of the dina we should follow marakama too. He says what the Rashbam clearly is assuming is that there's some chiluk between these two sveikas. He has some way of explaining it. It's a little unclear what tosis means. He says there's some kind of a chiluk. That even though by a suffix of trey a trey will be mamed the cheskes marakama by sveka divina, we're not. We're going to follow muksuk betvisa da hashna. We're not going to be motzi yad the muksuk. So therefore, we're going to give it to the max. The question is, what is this chiluk that Tosis is talking about? The Tosis has a svar over here. Let's leave Tosis for a moment. Okay, there are some achronim that have different approaches as to what Tosis means. I'm not so convinced that those achronim really are lit in the verit of Tosis. I'm not sure that that's really what Tosis is saying. But they didn't really understand what Tosfos is saying. They felt that maybe you can put into Tosfos certain ideas. So I want to look at these achronim and try to analyze what they say with Das Tosfos. Then maybe we'll look back at Tosfos and try to see, is that really what Tosfos is saying? Or maybe he's giving a third option. So let's see. The Pekid Eger, in a very famous tshuva, that he wants to suggest the following with Das Tosfos. He wants to say that there's a Mishlam Melech and Hilchas Tumas Taras that has a fundamental yisod. We know that we follow Chazaka b'makom Sofek. Right? If we have a Sofek, Shnei Shvilim. Let's say two people walk in a... Forget two people. One person. Right? One person walks in a path. There are two paths. One has Tumah in it. The other one doesn't have Tumah in it. The person walks in the path. He comes to Bez and he says, I don't know which path I walked in. Or maybe he knows which path he walked in, but we don't know which path has the Tumah in it. So Bez then says, you can follow Chazaka and we can treat you as a Tahar. Right, Sofek in the Metzias, where the Tumah is, which path he walked in, and we follow Chazaka. Hanhaga, the Torah says this is a Nihum that you can have, it's an acceptable mode of behavior. Now, that's where there's a Sofek in Metzias, a Sofek in the facts. We don't know what happened. Let's say there's a Sveik of the Din, a Sofek in Din, what his Din should be. So do we follow Chazaka in that case too? Mishlam Melech in Uchus Tumas Torah says no, we can't follow Chazaka. We can't follow Chazaka de Meikara by Sveika de Dina. The Besveika de Dina, Reb Kiveka quotes him, Lo Shayach Lomar, Ukma Chazaka de Mishum Chazaka, Lo Huchra Hadin. V'chein Kosu de Pshitas HaMishnu Lemelech Mem Lamed, in Uchus Tumat Tumas Teras. Mishum Chazaka Lo Huchra Hadin. Bavur HaChazaka Al Yishtana Hadin. What is he saying? He quotes a Shilta Gibar Min Chulin. He thinks like that too. V'hainu misvara hanal de mishma chazaka lo yishtana hadin. V'hachanami le'inin cheskas iser lo shayach b'sveika d'dina. Doesn't make sense b'sveika d'dina to say that we're going to follow chazaka. Why? Chora, what he means is this: when we follow chazaka b'metzias, right? We have is a suffix in the metzias. And we follow Chazaka. What does that mean? So we keep on saying Chazaka is not a beer. It's not like Rov. That's why we say Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif. A beer beats out Chazaka. Chazaka is what? Hanhoga b'makom Safek. If you have a Safek, the Torah says this is an acceptable mode of behavior. But if you have a beer, if you have something to clarify what the truth is, of course Chazaka doesn't play a role. There is no Safek there. Chazaka is something that is used b'makom Safek. Rov is mevara the suffix and it removes the suffix. It's mevara the MS and it takes away the suffix. So it takes away the suffix. We're not going to follow chazok. Zok the Mishlam Melech. What's the case when there's a sveik of the dina? Right? By a suffix in the Metzias, so chazoka tells you how to act, right? That we treat it as if we know what the Metzias is. We don't really know what the if there's a rov, so then we mamish know. Rove is a beer, it tells us what the emes is, we can be machria, we can determine what the truth is. Chazaka is not a beer. It's not going to determine what the truth is. But the Torah says, b'makom sofek, follow chazaka and treat it as if you do know. Treat it as if you do know what the real truth is. You don't, but treat it as such. That's what Chazaka tells me. Dr. Mishlam Melech. But by Sveika Dedina, what do we say? What, follow Chazaka and treat it what? Treat it as if you know what the Psak Halacha is? We don't know what the Psak Halacha is. If it's a question about Metzias, so then we can say, Chazaka tells us, this is the way to go. This, but treat it as if you know what the Metzias is. But Chazaka is not going to pass in a Shaila. Chazaka can tell me what the Metzias, it can tell me what to do, how I should treat it, how I should look at the Metzias. Chazaka can give me a way of looking at the Metzias that I know what the real Metzias is. But Chazaka can't pass in a Shaila for me. Bavur ha-chazaka, because of the chazaka, lo yishtana hadin. The din is not going to change. You can't paskin a shayla based on a chazaka. You can paskin up, so to speak. You can be machriya what the Metzias is. We can be machriya how to treat the Metzias. That we look at the Metzias as though we know which way is correct. But chazaka is not going to paskin a shayla for me. That it can't do. It's not going to paskin a shayla for me. So therefore, we can't go bust the chazaka b'makom sveka b'bino. Kivega says, I think there's a smuch in Lekach and Tosfos in Bava Basra. Our Tosfos. He quotes the whole Tosfos. He says, Hine Sfarasam ha'echad yesh lomar d'cheskas marakama hu kemo kolin yoni chazokas d'ukiya chazokat lo nishtana mimikodem. He says, I think Tosfos, as far as the cheskas marakama, what does it mean cheskas marakama? Cheskas marakama is like a chazoka d'meikara. That's a very important point. His first point is that he thinks Tosis and Bavas is assuming Cheskas Markama is like a Chazaka de Meikara. Ukemo Cheskas Heter ve Isser. It's like every other Chazaka de Meikara in Isser ve Heter. Mishum Hochi Vesveke de Dina. Do Shaykh Loma Uki a Chazaka de Mikoden. The Mela in Osir Maisa Lahotzi Miyad Hamosa. Why does Tosis say that by Sveke de Treyotrey? By Sveke de Treyotrey, we don't go busser. Nochama, by Sveika the Treyotrey, we're going to go Basar Marakama. That's because a Sufik of Treyotrey is not a Sufik in Din. You're not being Machriya a Din by Sufik of Treyotrey. Sufik of Treyotrey is like a glorified Sufik in Metzias, right? A Sufik in Metzias that we just don't know what the Metzias is. A Sufik of Treyotrey is that there's a Machloke, there's a dispute between two groups of Eidim what the Metzias is. But it's a Sufik about Metzias. So there, Chazaka can tell us which group do we follow. Right? We can be noheg like one of the groups. That's what Chazaka can tell us. So a suffix of Treyotrey, since it's like a suffix about Metzias, so the Chazaka can be machria. It tells us, you be noheg like one of these groups. Treat it as if you know what the Metzias really is. But a sveik of the dina means that there's a suffix had a paskin. Chazaka can't paskin a shayla, can't paskin a din. So they can't paskin a din. We can't go basa cheskas markama. We can't go basa the Chazaka the Meikara. We have to leave it by the muchzak. We have to leave it by the Mosul because Chazaka de Meikara, Cheskas Marakama, which is a Chazaka de Meikara, is not going to be Machriya. It's not going to paskin up the Shaila. It can't paskin up the Din. That's how he wants to understand and tell us this, based on the Mishnah. This is one approach. Okay, that the chilek between Safek of Treyotrey and Sveik of the Dina is that a Sveik of the Dina is not a Safek about Metzias. It's a Safek about Psak Halacha. And Chazaka can't be Machriya the Din. It's not going to paskin up the Shaila. Chazaka just tells us which side to follow, how to look at the Metzias. What is the Metzias? So there's a suffix in the Metzias. Chazaka tells us, treat it as if you know what the Metzias really was. But it can't pass up a shaza. It can't pass up a shaza. We can't follow the Cheskas Marakama because the Cheskas Marakama is like a Chazaka de Meikara. Yeah. The Buchanan Wasserman quotes Rabbi Akiva again. He doesn't quote him by name, but he quotes Achronim. And he says he's not convinced that this really should be the case, that this really is Pshat and Tosfos. He says, why not? He says, very simply, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is clearly assuming something about Cheskas Marakama, right? He's assuming Cheskas Marakama is a Chazaka Meikara. That's clearly what he's assuming. And that's goofa why he says, by Sveika Bedina, you can't follow Cheskas Marakama. Because a Chazaka de Meikara is not going to be Machriya, it's not going to pass in a Peshayla. That's what he's clearly assuming. But who says that's the case? Cheskas Marakama is a Chazaka de Meikara, like by Issa Veheter. Rabbi Chanan wants to say, he thinks Cheskas Marakama is like Muchzak, it's like Cheskas Mamon, it's like a Cheskas. It's a different concept. We don't find chazaka de meikar by mamon. Right? Okay, cheskas markama sounds like a chazaka de meikar. The former owner, the original owner, the chazaka de meikar, the status quo, it sounds like a chazaka de meikar, but it's in mamon. It's in mamon. Maybe it's stronger than chazaka de meikar. Maybe it's like a cheskas mamon. That he was holding. The reason why cheskas markama is significant is not just because there was a status quo. It's because he was holding on to the money at some point in time. He was holding on. He was a bailam over the karka. He's a bailam over the money. It's stronger. It's not just that there was some kind of a status quo that he was the owner at some point in time. No, it's because he was holding on to the money that gives him a special connection to the money. So it's like a cheskas mamon. It's not just a chazaka de meikar. So if it's like a cheskas mamon, so why should? Why by Sveika Delina should we say, well, if Chazaka can't be Machriya, it can't pass in a Shaila, so therefore we can't go past the Cheskas Markama, we have to leave it by the Musa. We have to leave it with the Cheskas Mamon. Cheskas Markama is like another type of Cheskas Mamon. Why should I pick this Cheskas Mamon over the other Cheskas Mamon? Well, why should I say we should follow the Muxa, the Tfisa, the Hashta? Cheskas Markama is also like a Cheskas Mamon, he says, so why follow this one over that one? That doesn't seem to be what Tosis is saying, he claims. What is Tosis to say? What is Tosis to say? He says, I think Tosis is making a different point. Right? The chilek between Trey Utrei and Sveika Dedina is not a chilek that Chazaka can't be Machriya by Sveika Dedina because it can't paskin up a shayla. And therefore we can't follow Cheskas Markama because that's just a Chazaka to make her. No, that's not the idea. The idea is that a Sveika Dedina is not a Suffolk at all. It's not a Suffolk at all. It's just we don't know what the Psak should be. A Sveika Dedina is not really a Suffolk at all. A Suffolk in the Metzias, that is a Suffolk. We don't know what the reality is. But a Suffolk in Din is that we don't have the proper idea. We're not as big Bekiyim to know what the Psak Allah is. There shouldn't be a Suffolk over here. A suffix in the facts of the case of the suffix is we just don't know. You know, we lost knowledge of what the Metzias is. That can be it. There could be a suffix in the Metzias, a suffix in what. But a suffix in Din, there really should never be a suffix in Din. We should always know what the Din is. This is like what some Achronim say in a different context. A suffix machmas chisaron yedia is not called a suffix. Right? You just don't have the knowledge that you're supposed to have. Right, that's not called a suffix. If the dayanim don't know how to pass in the shaila, that's not called a suffix b'chlal. That's not called a suffix b'chlal. So if the dayanim don't know how to pass in the shaila, what do? They should be machriya like this one, like that one. No, they can't be machriya b'chlal. If there's a suffix, so then there are principles how to pass in the case of a suffix. How to go? How to be knowing in the case of a suffix? But if we say that a sveika d'dina is not called a suffix b'chlal. It's not a suffix b'chlal because it's a suffix that really should never exist. The dayanim should know what the p'sak halacha is, and if they don't know what the p'sak halacha is, that's their fault. But it's not really a suffix. So if it's not really a suffix, then Beis Din has one option in the case of a sveika d'dina. What's that option? What's that option? Shevi al tasa ozikar. Exactly. They don't do anything. So therefore, Shlomo. Right, we follow Musa, but why? It's not that we're machriya to follow Musa. It's that Beis Din says nothing. Right, Beis Din can't say anything, right? Their hands are tied. They can't say anything. They're not going to do anything because a sveika d'dina is not a suffix. They don't know what to do. The Mokom suffix, then they can start talking and say, oh, we're going to be machriya like Chazaka. No, they're not going to be machriya b'chlal because Shevi al tasa'od, Beis Din can't do anything. So called the Olam Gavar, Mosvechavalavaraya, all these principles that Beis Din holds back from paskening. So these principles are going to be followed because Beis Din can't pasken anything. But by Trey is a suffix. Trey is a suffix. Right? It's a suffix. You have two Adam saying one way, two Adam are saying another way. That's a suffix in Beis Din. Right? Beis Din doesn't know how to pasken. It's two groups of Adam disagreeing with each other about the Metzias of the case. That's not a suffix. It's definitely a suffix. Sveika d'dina is a suffix that shouldn't exist. Beis Din should know what the Psak Halacha is. If they don't know how to paskin, so then they throw up their hands and they don't know what to do. So in such a case, we follow Muchsuk. We leave it where it is. We leave it where it is. Even if cheskas marakama is oichet the muhsuk, it's also a cheska, a type of cheskas mamon. But that's a cheskas mamon. That's a cheskas mamon that existed before. That's not where the money is now. Besen just leaves the money where it is now because they throw up their hands. They can't do anything. But by a suffik of trey or trey, that really is a suffik. Okay, in a suffik of trey or trey, so then Besdin will be machria. Besdin will say, let's follow the cheskas marakama. Let's follow cheskas marakama. In such a case, they can be machria. But by sveka de dina, they're not going to be machria. So that's why they're gonna leave it where it is, because shevi al tasa adam. Yeah.
Why are we saying that the chazaka of the Mas being there, Chazaka of the Markam being there are similar. Didn't we say that Karka is different? Maybe by Karka there's no Tusa by Karka. So the fact that you're there now, Mas is on the Karka, if anything, the Markamas comes up should be stronger, even though it's before, because there is no Yerish by Karka. So you being there, why should that be a better Chazaka than the Chazaka of the Markam?
Right, so all of this is built on the fact that the Machzik did have a Shtar. So somehow the muchzakus of the marakama, I don't want to say too much yet. We still have to get to the read. He's saying the marakama was there at some point, right? We know the marakama was there. So why should we leave it where it is? Why should we leave it where it is? But the machzik. The machzik's muzakus is weakened. It's weak because there was a marakama. But there still is a suffik. And the makom suffik, we don't know what to do. So if by stake of the dina, we can't be machriya, so then we're just not going to do anything. So just leave it where it is. That's exactly the point. Leave it where it is. Leave it where it is. Bring you a mashal. Okay, I'll bring you a mashal. Rashbam. Buchanan quotes the Rashbam later on. Rashbam and Kuf Samak Vav on the base, in the back roads. Maybe we'll get to this in June time. Just kidding. We're not going to do this soon. Okay. Right? What is the Rashbam saying? You know, Sumchas normally holds Maman Amutu Basafik Cholkin. Right? That each one gets a part. Each person is entitled to part of it. So he says, the low dummy lamaman amutu besafik the kaimulan chokin, a case of teku, a case of speka de dina, is not like maman amutu besafik the kaimulan chokin. The hosam ikar amaisa ein yadu alonu hechaya. There, the ikar amaisa, we don't know what happened. It's a suffik in mitzias, as you would say, right? Kilon shor shenagach zapar v'nimtza uber betzida. The Mishnah in Bava Kama at the beginning of the fifth parak, the Mishnah says, what happens if shor shenagach zapar, the shor gores the par? And then you find that the Uber, there was a fetus that comes out of the par of lad, but you don't know, did the shor that was nogeach the par, did it kill the Uber? Or was the Uber, did the par give birth to the Uber before the negicha, and the Uber just died? Right? It died by itself. Right? So if the shor gored the par, and as a result of that the Vlad died, so then the Baal HaShor should be chayiv. If the Vlad came out before the Negicha, so that Negicha only affected the par, didn't affect the Uber, so then he shouldn't have to pay. Right? That's the subject. That's the subject in the Metzius, when the Negicha took place. So what does Sumcha say? In that case, Sumcha says, Cholken, that they have to split it. In these cases where it's a suffix, who died first, right? Who died first, when the Negicha came. Hilka poskin lahem bezines adin shiach lokin. But whenever there's a sveka dedina, not a suffik in the Metzias, but a suffik in Hadataskin, hold the inah the yonim yodim livsok asadin. How you show skin of the machzik yachzik b'masha biyadom. Zok the Rashbam, even Sumchas who normally says maman amot of a suffik cholkin, that the machzik doesn't get everything, but rather he has to split with the other guy. But if it's a sveka dedina and Bezin doesn't know what to do, so Shevi al tasa adiv, then Bezin is shosek, they don't say anything. And then we just leave it where it is. We leave it where it is. We leave it by the machzik. Lachar, it's the same thing here. The machzik is on the karka. The machzik is on the karka. And it very well could be that it belongs to him. Rabba says that it belongs to him. So if there's a sveka dedina, even if the other guy was a muhsak, I mean, he was the Bailam at some point, Marakama was the Bailam at some point in time, but there's a sveik of the Dina, and there is a tzad to say that the machzik really should get it. So maybe the principle should be that that Shevi al Tasa other Bezin doesn't paskin, and we just leave it where it is. We just leave it where it is. This is a second approach with Tosfos. Will.
You say leave it where it is, we're saying different than leave it by whoever's the Moksa. I mean, by Mamun, it's the same thing. The person who's holding it is the Moksa.
Right.
By Karka, the person, in this case, the Marakama would still be the Moksa, we're saying, but nevertheless, you leave it where it is. Or are we saying.
I think the Marakam is not the Muchsuk, it's just the Muchsuk's Tisa is Besafik. There's no question that the Machsuk is the Muchsuk Betfisa the Hashta. The question is Muchsuk Betfisa the Hashta by Karka, is that significant? It's only significant by Makam Safik. That's what I'm trying to say with Das Tosfos. That Muchsuk Betfisa the Hashta by Karka, even though we think that, what's the significance of that? Before Gimel Shanim, what does that mean? Oh, but if there's a stake of the Dina, that will mean something. Because Bezdin is going to throw up their hands and not do anything, and it'll turn out that the one who's Musa, but Tfisa Nahashta is going to keep it. Tuvia.
It seemed that up until we got to the Kovei Shira, we were saying that the Din would be the Mosu Kaveir and Lavarai.
In what case? By Karka? By Mammon? By Karka?
I was kind of confused. Why is the Kovei Shira bringing up the concept
of cold Al-Nivar? For the
key to Aker?
It does. I mean, you're saying it should allow them to have a fight over the money. Yeah, I'm not sure why he mentions that. I think that makes it. He's throwing a monkey wrench in, which I'm not really sure.
Even if that means that we're just misalik, I mean.
Yeah, but it means more. It does mean more than it means that the other guy has the ability to take it out. If we're misalik, does it really mean that the person who's not holding up to the money can fight? Right? Does it mean that the purported malva can rip out the money from the lover's hand? I don't think so. What?
Is that
what kol da'olam gvar means? But is that the halacha in this case? Rishonim don't say that. Tosfos doesn't say that at all. It sounds like we leave the money where it is now. It doesn't mean that we open up the boxing ring, right? It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like we should leave it by the person who's holding on to it now.
What if I have the svara of the rush of calling the Al Gvar? Kind of like the idea that because the guy has it right now, the guy's kind of give up. So in a sense, there was called out in Gvar, but at the same time, because he's there right now, the guy kind of gives up. It's not worth making a whole fuss about it.
I hear what you're saying. Rishon don't mention it. I mean, I don't think it's necessary. I would just leave it out. He didn't actually write this. You know, Talmidim wrote this. So I'm not sure. Not sure why those three words are there, because I think it makes it too complicated. I'm not sure it's necessary for the whole pshat. Right, so these are two approaches within Tosfos. Two possible approaches within Tosfos. That either Tosfos means the chilik between the suffix of Trey Trey and Sveik of the Dina is that Chazaka can't be Machriya. It can't pass in a shayla. Chazaka can't pass in a shayla. If the suffix is about metzia, so chazaka can tell us how the metzia should be viewed, but it's not going to pass in a shayla. So if the suffix is a sveik of the dina, you want chazaka to pass in a shayla. That it can't do. And because it can't do that, so we're not going to follow chazaka. We're not going to follow cheskas marakama, but rather we leave it where it is. That's one option. The other option is to say, no, that sveik of the dina is not a suffix bichlal. It's not recognized as a suffix. Besnan has the ability to be machriya, to tell us what to do b'makom suffix. But if there is no suffix here, if al pidin we view it as though there's no suffix, then Besnan's not going to tell us anything. They throw up their hands, shevi al tasa, they're not going to do anything. So then we're going to leave it b'cheskas tfisa dahashta. As opposed to trey or trey, that is a suffix about the metzias, that Besnan can paskin about. That Besnan can tell us what to do. So then we'll follow Cheskas Marakama and we'll say that the Karka should go back to the original Bible. Okay, these are nice ideas, important principles, but it doesn't sound like that's what Tosfos is saying. It really sounds like Tosfos is saying a third option. Right? Doesn't it sound like Tosfos really is saying a third thing, a third point? What's the ikar of Tosfos? Is Tosfos really saying something about Sveika Dedina? Sveika Dedina is not a suffix. Sveika Dedina is because it's a suffix and din, you can't be poshek that suffix, you can't be paskin up the shayla. Is that what they're saying? Tosfos says that trey or trey is something extra special. That's an extra special suffix. What does Tosfos say? Sveika the trey is what? Is what? Three words. Sveika the trey or trey? Command the less new dummy. Who said that? Mr. Comet. Excellent. Zach. Command the less new dummy, right? Command the less new dummy. That's what Tosfos is saying. Sveika the trey or trey is command the less new dummy, and Sveika the dina is command the is new dummy. What in the world does that mean? Suffix of trey or trey doesn't exist. Suffix of a Sveika the dina does exist. Certainly doesn't sound like what the Achronim was saying. Bavura chazaka al yishtana adin. Sveika de dina. The Buchanan says Sveika de dina is not a suffix. Tosfos says fakert. The suffix of trey or trey command the last nudami. Sveika de dina is command the isnudami. These two approaches that the Achronim have, doesn't sound like that's what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos says, Trey or Trey command the less nudami, and Sveika the Dina's command the isnudami. Sveika the Dina command the isnudami. It doesn't make sense. What is Tosfos saying? What is Tosfos saying over here? What do you think? What is Tosfos saying? What is Tosfos saying? I think what Tosfos is saying is this. What does it mean, Sveika the Trey or Trey command the less nehudami? It doesn't exist. The Trey or Trey, it's just a clash and we cancel the whole thing out? It doesn't sound like that from the Gemara earlier. What do I mean? Well, we had a machlokas, Rav Huna, Rav Chispa, right? Machlokas Amoraim. What's the din of Trey or Trey? Can they testify for another Avis? So can they? What's it then? Can they? Rav Huna, the most makel, the more makel, says what? Zubav of Nasim, either Zubav of Nasim, right? Each one can testify separately, but one from each can't join together. Does that sound like Trey or Trey? Come on, bless the dummy to you. Trey or Trey is just canceled out. Trey or Trey, we don't know which way to go, so just cancel. It's like a zero. Is it a zero? It's not really a zero. It can't be a zero. Because if it were really a zero, so then why can't I combine Aiden? If I just cancel everything out, so why can't I combine Aiden from different Kitos? Apparently, there is a clash over here. There is a hakasha. No question that there is a hakasha. What does it mean that it's commander less nudum? What does it mean that it's commander less nudum? You know what? Maybe think about this. I'll leave this for you. Instead of developing it, think about this a little bit. What does Tosfos mean that trey or trey is commander less nudum? It doesn't exist. It really does exist. But what's special about trey or trey? That Sveika the Dina doesn't have. And what's special about Trey or Trey that's Sveika the Dina? What's the weakness of Trey or Trey that Sveika the Dina doesn't have? That makes Sveika the Dina a stronger suffix as opposed to suffix of Trey or Trey. If we understand the chilik between the two of them, then maybe we can understand why Chazaka will work by suffix of Trey or Trey, and by Sveika the Dina it's not going to work. That's what we have to do to try to finish up Tosfos. But after we finish up that part of Tosfos, that Tosfos is on the sheet of the Rashbam. Tosfos explaining the Rashbam over here. That the Psak Aloch is misofik. We don't know how to paskin. So therefore, Hecha the Kaima Aratekum. But Tosfos argues. Tosfos quotes the Ri, who says, no, the Psak Aloch by Karka is Medina. We paskin like Rabba. That the Karka belongs to the Machzik. He really deserves to get it. But we have to understand what that's far as based on. What, he's the Machzik? The machzik is the mulzik. He doesn't have gimoshanim. So why should he be the muchzik over here? We talked about that a little bit. Some of the rishonim mention who's the muchzik over here. So first we have to explain Tosfos shita lefida Rashbam. What's the chiluk between trey or trey as opposed to sveika the dina? Then we have to understand the ri. There's a lot to say in the ri. And then we have to get to the final part of Tosfos, the gemara in ksubis, where he talks about the concept of shtar, is a person muchsuk through the shtar, is he not muchsuk through the shtar, and how does that relate to our sugya as well?